Good afternoon. My name is Wayne Lipman. I'm a CPA in Northern California. I've been a practicing CPA specializing in income tax planning for the last 35 years. I worked at Pricewaterhouse in the San Francisco office doing income tax work. I currently have a CPA firm in Walnut Creek, California. Today I'm going to be talking about how to reduce taxes for 2015. The importance for tax planning is to do the tax planning as early as possible and not wait to the last couple days. A basic concept of tax planning, number one, is deferring income and consequently deferring taxes to future years. A simple approach would be for an employee that has the ability to receive bonuses either in 2015 or later years is to defer the bonuses to future years. Another way to defer income would be to sell stocks with gains, not in 2015, but to sell the stocks in later years. Another way for self-employed individuals that are under the cash method would be to defer the invoicing and the collection of billings to the following year. A second basic concept in tax planning is accelerating deductible items, accelerating deductions. Charitable deductions for taxpayers that itemize would be to write the checks and send the checks before the end of the calendar year. Charitable deductions can be made in form of cash, in terms of checks, or property. A technique of contributing to a charity would be appreciated stock before the end of the year. And that benefit is that the tax on the gain is not triggered to the individual donating the stock, and the individual gets a tax deduction at fair market value of the stock. Other ways you can accelerate deductions would be as simple as prepaying real estate taxes before year end, or prepaying state income taxes. Another common approach is when an individual has capital gains, either short-term or long-term capital gains from selling stocks, or capital gains from selling other investment assets, such as a rental house, would be to offset any capital losses they might have in the portfolio against capital gains. This is called year-end of harvesting of losses. So if an individual has losses in their portfolio that they have called unrealized losses, to take the losses in 2015 by selling the stocks prior to year end and offsetting those losses against 2015 capital gains that have been realized. The last item of tax planning for tax tips would be contributing the maximum amount when available to retirement plans. Contributing to a 401k plan, contributing to IRAs, contributing to KEOs for self-employed individuals. This allows the taxpayer to reduce their 2015 taxes by the contributions to the retirement plans. Thank you and have a great day.